into the second hour of the program. We started talking about the non-aggression principle and why six reasons why the libertarians should reject the non-aggression principle. We got through one reason and then talked about video games for the rest of the hour just by total chance. Because you can call in and bring up anything that you want here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen's here courtesy of her radio show, which is ALP. And you guys are kind of going through some changes behind the scenes at ALP. Allie is moving out of Keene or has already moved out. But it's my understanding you guys are going to keep going.
Yeah, we are. I think the next episode we're going to stay in this studio. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow night we'll be recording here. But in the future, I believe Allie and I are going to be recording at the new studio that she has in her house in, I don't remember what the town is called.
Alton Bay?
Alton Bay, yes.
It's like an hour and a half or something.
It's quite a drive from here. But
so are you not going to be live anymore?
No, I don't think so. We will live stream it, but mostly it's just going to be, you know, if you want to hear it, it's going to be at a different time. We haven't decided on the day or the time yet. I believe we're doing it on Tuesday night now.
Interesting. Okay. Well, yeah, definitely let me know when that decision is made. Okay, cool. Well, ALPshow.com, you can go there and get more Ellen and Allie, who is her co-host, and they usually focus on one topic for 2 hours and really delve into it and get into detail. Unlike Free Talk Live, we don't tend to do that very often around here. So thanks for coming on tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's jump back into the list, Daryl. Of course, the phone lines are open for anybody that wants to join in either on this topic or to bring up something completely different. But we were on item number two.
We were going to item number two for the listeners who may not have heard item number one on the list. The first one on this list, and the list is from libertarianism.org. Item number one is that the NAP, or non-aggression principle, prohibits all pollution. Item number two is that the non-aggression principle prohibits small harms for large benefits.
Prohibits small harms
for large benefits.
Okay.
The NAP prohibits all pollution because its prohibition on aggression is absolute. No amount of aggression, no matter how small, is morally permissible, and no amount of offsetting benefit can change this fact. But suppose, to borrow a thought from Hume, that I could prevent the destruction of the whole world by lightly scratching your finger. Or, to take perhaps a more plausible example, suppose that by imposing a very small tax only on billionaires, I could provide life-saving vaccinations for tens of thousands of desperately poor children. Even if we grant that taxation is aggression and that aggression is wrong, is it really so obvious that the relatively minor aggression involved in these examples is wrong, given the tremendous benefit it produces?
I'm really surprised that an article like this is appearing on a website called libertarianism.com. I mean,
.org.
I'm sorry, .org, whatever. Anyway, a website like libertarianism. I mean, this to me sounds like, wouldn't that be utilitarianism? The idea that,
the greatest good for the greatest number?
Yeah, and of course, you know, by whose determination is what is the greatest good? But you're essentially, this guy's saying that, if we tax some billionaires, then a little tax, then we can save all these people's lives. Doesn't that make
by giving them vaccinations
worthwhile
that they may not even want?
Well, that's another issue entirely. But look, if it's such a good idea, why can't you raise this small amount of money voluntarily? I mean,
right. There's
plenty of billionaires who are looking for places to put their money, and
yes,
many of them want to support charity. So, again, this to me sounds like a real slippery slope, and I would hope a libertarian would be against this idea. Now, look, I'm not a fan of the NAP, necessarily. I don't think, personally, the NAP goes far enough, because the NAP doesn't speak to peace. It just simply says that you don't support aggression, but usually there's a lot of people who will use the NAP, the non-aggression principle, as it is called, to justify an amount of retaliatory force that is completely unjustified and absolutely outrageous. So there's certainly more to say about the non-aggression principle, but I think in this case, this is a shock that a libertarian would write such a thing. I mean, that's really, you're opening a Pandora's box. It's a slippery slope. As soon as it's okay to tax some people for one thing that's supposedly good, then you've just, you know, then there's another 100 things coming down the pipe.
And I wish that I could say that I'm surprised that someone calling themselves a libertarian would have such an opinion,
mm-hmm.
but with the expanse of the word libertarian to mean everybody that's not Adolf Hitler, then you know, you really have a hard time limiting what actually is and isn't libertarian.
Well, speaking of Hitler, I wanted to just pose this to you. Hitler technically never murdered anybody himself, but he led a movement that led to millions of people being killed.
Yes.
So, according to this guy, it would be okay to shoot Hitler and save these millions of Jews that were killed because of his ideas. So, would you agree with something like that?
Well, if you have a time machine, then that's plausible. But as it is, let's just say that we could prevent pretty much every current human injustice by preventing William the Conqueror from leaving Normandy.
So what are you trying to say here?
I'm saying if all you want to do is prevent bad things that happened since the 1930s, then yes, kill baby Hitler. If you want to prevent all of the horrible things that have happened because of the Anglo-Saxon American Empire, then you need to go back and prevent William the Conqueror from leaving Normandy, uniting England into one kingdom. And
are you really talking about this?
I'm not saying go back in time and do this. I'm just saying if it were to happen again current day. Like, honestly, I would hope that if there was another person that came up, like Hitler, where he became very popular for his ideas and he was espousing things that were violent, that people would just ignore him or discredit him. Like, that's really what I would hope for, but
for
usually
sure.
That's not what happens.
Well, for instance, as I understand it, and I'm not an expert on World War II, but if the Jews didn't voluntarily turn into the ghettos and sign up and accept the Gold Star, as many of them did, it would have been a whole lot more difficult for them to be found out and slaughtered and kidnapped and all of that. So to some extent, people's obedience is what did them in that circumstance. That's not to excuse what, you know, the Nazis did, but it is to say that if people are to non-cooperate with people who would want to rule them and control them,
And
that makes the job of ruling and controlling a whole lot more expensive and difficult.
There were people in Germany that were Jewish that did not cooperate, and those people were hunted down and executed as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very famous book that documents this. It's called The Diary of Anne Frank.
Yep.
So,
non-cooperation did not keep people alive throughout the entirety of Hitler's reign.
It's not going to guarantee that you live, but it's going to make ruling people a lot more difficult. It's a lot harder to rule and capture people who don't line up for your capturing agents.
Yes.
And I think if a lot of people had, if more people had chosen non-cooperation, if they had gotten a larger support group or a larger resistance, then maybe the violence against the person who is trying to perpetrate the violence wouldn't be necessary.
Well, and I think something else that is sort of missing is that the way the Nazi, you know, sort of, I am not really sure what term to use here, but they were going after such a small group, and they had demonized them so badly that people got behind it. And then they went after other groups. It wasn't just the Jews, but it was also the gypsies that were being persecuted very badly. And people supported it because, well, it's just a small group, and they are ruining our lives.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Of course, going back in time, even if it were possible, as Daryl was suggesting earlier, probably wouldn't really solve anything, because even if you were to prevent Hitler from coming to power, there'd be some other madman. It's free time.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site. They are free. freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. We don't do that stuff. You just go and enjoy it at freetalklive.com. And speaking of free things, you get a whole pound of top-of-the-line coffee for free. All you have to do is just cover the cost of shipping. The pound itself will cost you nothing. And this is high-quality product. This is shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. It's very, very good coffee. But there's a lot of good coffee out there in the world. What makes BuzzBox coffee special? Well, they're helping people around the world. They're set up a program that allows people to buy into their coffee co-op. And basically, for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, we can finance a microloan through World Vision. So our target is 1,000 Free Talk Live coffee drinkers to order from coffee.freetalklive.com, which will fund 100 microloans to help change people's lives in really tough parts of the world to live in, getting people in poverty an opportunity to make a better life for themselves. This is all done by you buying your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. It's that simple. You get great coffee. Other people get a good chance at making a better life. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your first pound for free. Just pay the cost of shipping, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. You buy, you get that first pound. It starts up an auto ship program because BuzzBox Coffee is so certain you're going to love their coffee that you're going to want to keep receiving it. And you can select how often, what the frequency is of them sending you another pound. So, you know, if it takes you 4 weeks to get through a pound, then set it to 4 weeks. If you think you need it in 2 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. Coffee.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We're talking about six reasons why libertarians should reject the non-aggression principle.
And we've made it through two.
We have. And Chris in New York has some comments. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Hey, guys. Good to see you. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Chris.
I was listening to you guys go through that list, and specifically the source of it troubled me, libertarianism.org, because, and they're not the only ones, but it's they are entryists. They are people who are trying to hijack libertarianism into something else, and quite frequently a left-wing agenda. We see the same thing on Bleeding Heart Libertarians. We see the same thing with Kathy Reasonwitz and Antonio Bueller and a number of
other
people.
Well, the funny thing is, Chris, that I actually looked up during one of the breaks what the owner of this libertarianism.org is, and it's registered to the Cato Institute. Now, if anything, they're not left-leaning.
They're not left at all.
Right? I mean, these guys are maybe more right-leaning, but either way, they're certainly poisoning, I think, the idea of libertarianism here with this article so far. I mean, to suggest that, oh, well, if the greater good says that we should tax some billionaires just a little bit, then isn't that okay? I mean, that's really slippery slope material.
And Wayne Root, when he was still in the Libertarian Party, while, you know, running for chair and trying to get the Libertarian Party presidential nomination, said that we need to redefine libertarianism to mean conservative.
Oh, boy. And, of course, he ended up quitting the Libertarian Party and joining...
He got ran back out of the Libertarian Party.
He went back to the Republican Party.
Yes.
So I think that, while I think you're right, Chris, there are different groups that are attempting to sort of, you know, poison the term libertarian. In this case, seems to be more righties than lefties.
And that's why I think it's so dangerous to rely too much on labels and isms, because you can basically redefine libertarianism to mean whatever it is that your agenda is pushing towards.
And that's disturbing. It's been going on for a long time.
But, you know, that's why myself and, you know, Lou Rockwell and a number of others have really tried to bring it back to the non-aggression principle. And before the break, Ian, you were saying that the non-aggression principle isn't good enough. But as you know, within the non-aggression principle, there's a lot of room for a lot of things to happen, right? That we can say, you know, libertarianism is the non-aggression principle. And within that, there's, you know, freedom to associate and a number of different things, ways that we can, you know, solve problems. And when we come to people who are flat out telling us reject the NAP, you know, I think that that's when we start getting into problems, which is why, you know, some of us are really trying to bring it back to the NAP.
No, I agree with you that the non-aggression principle is a good starting point. It's a good kind of basic introduction to the ideas of freedom. You know, I don't disagree with the non-aggression principle. I just, as I said, I don't think it goes far enough. So you're right. The non-aggression principle certainly does include a peacenik like myself. And it would also include somebody like you, Chris. Chris Cantwell, ChristopherCantwell.com, who maybe is a little bit more supportive of defensive violence.
Exactly. And you know what? And then, you know, you and I, you know, obviously have some pretty serious differences of opinions, but we get along pretty good because we know that, you know, each of us is safe, you know, around the other, because we're never going to initiate force against one another. And, you know, and nobody who doesn't initiate force and nobody who does not initiate force against me has anything to fear. And I think that you can really build communities around that and societies around that, which is why I really think it's dangerous, some of these people who are trying to add to or subtract from the term libertarianism, which, you know, for a period of time has really been sort of understood as the non-aggression principle. Some people might view it as a sliding scale, that something is more or less libertarian than something else. But when people are starting to add to it, that's when I think we really get into dangerous territory.
I share the concerns. Anything else you want to share tonight, Chris?
You know, I do real quick. Actually, it looked like somebody put it to your subreddit. I had brought back up the issue of me being kicked out of the Free State Project and Porkfest, and I had issued a open letter to these folks, and I'm sort of upset because I've been having some trouble trying to reconcile my differences with the board of the Free State Project. They're very hesitant to communicate with me.
Well, I can't speak for them, obviously. I mean, I know that Carla Garrick is a pretty busy lady, and I can understand why there's some hard feelings between both sides, and it seems like, that's good that you're reaching out to them. I, of course, as you noted in your article, I've encouraged you to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival. To me, all that happened, Chris, when you were banned from the Free State Project last year, was they said that you were unwelcomed from the event, but that to me is not a ban from the event. There have been people who've been banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the past, including a former organizer of it, but those people were very openly banned, and it was very, very clear that they were banned. There weren't these terms like unwelcome that were used, so maybe they wouldn't sell you a ticket to Porkfest, but the campground itself is open to the public, so there would be nothing stopping you from coming there. So, you've got my personal invitation.
Well, I thank you for that. And, but I will not, unfortunately, be attending until we can get these things resolved. Anyway, I just wanted to throw it out there. Thank you guys for having me on.
Best of luck, Chris. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I don't agree with where Chris comes from as far as his philosophical viewpoint of using violence to end the state. But I think that he's a person who has the best of intentions, and I think that I used to share a lot of his same concerns when I was moving here to New Hampshire. I was very angry at the state, and I still had that kind of arm up and prep up mentality, and then that kind of withered away as I became surrounded by other people who actually care about freedom and are really peace-oriented people, and they kind of showed me that peace is really the solution.
Right, and like you were saying, the non-aggression principle, it is a really good starting point. Like, it doesn't define an entire philosophy, I wouldn't say. But it is good to start from just not being aggressive. And I think any opinion that you have that differs from another person besides that is not really that much of an issue, as long as you are both in agreement that you're not going to initiate the force.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We still have four more on the list of six reasons, supposedly, to throw away the non-aggression principle. Correct. And we'll continue on that list here in moments. You can also take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER@GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER@GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Should libertarians reject the non-aggression principle? I mean, this is like sacrosanct, the non-aggression principle. This is the basis of much of libertarianism, but yet libertarianism.org, one of their authors there, is arguing to get rid of it. And he's got six reasons why he says we should consider doing that. We're going down the list slowly. We're going to get continue that here in a few moments. And want to take your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also want to invite you to cashintocoins.com. You've been hearing a lot about bitcoins in the news. You've certainly been hearing a lot about it. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you may know by now that bitcoins are a decentralized electronic internet-based currency. Decentralized meaning they can't be stopped. There's not a central location that the feds can go and raid and shut down. The Bitcoin is an amazing technology. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to weusecoins.com. There's a great two-minute video there that'll really sum it up in an easy-to-understand manner. But when you're ready to get your first Bitcoins, or if you've already got some and you want to get some more, go to cashintocoins.com. As long as you've got a Bitcoin wallet, say, from blockchain.info or wherever, you can go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are easy, it's safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, a check, or wire transfer to change your cash into bitcoins. Cashintocoins.com, they got great rates. In fact, if you order less than $40 worth of bitcoins from cashintocoins.com, there's no fee. So you can literally transfer money from cash into bitcoins and not have to pay a money transfer fee as you do with, well, pretty much every other Bitcoin transaction out there. Now, if you go over $40, there's a small fee involved, but it's, I think, probably the best fee I've seen in the business for transacting Bitcoin turning cash into Bitcoins. Go check it out, learn more, and get started at cashintocoins.com as we go to the phones and your thoughts. We've got Steven in Ohio on the Skype. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the time machine Hitler fixing arguments against the non-aggression principle. I mean, obviously, personally, I wouldn't advocate using time machines, you know, the whole space-time continuum thing that's often fantasized about and the trickle-down problems. But besides that, if it were to be done, I could see a legitimate case for doing it, but not when Hitler was a baby, right? You would do it once he's given the commands to go hurt people, things like that. Then you could advocate doing something like that, and it wouldn't violate the NAP, and you could still fix problems of people like Hitler.
I don't know. I saw an episode of Futurama to where there was somebody that was sent from the future to defeat Richard Nixon's head in the 2012 president or the 3012 election for president of Earth. And this guy won, and he just disappeared and vanished because he tore this hole in the space-time continuum because the thing that he was sent to the past to do never happened, so therefore they never built the time machine to send him to the past.
Yeah.
So
I mean, obviously this is whimsical, right? This is what-if statements. But for the person who says, well, what if this was true? I mean, you can easily refute it. You just wait till Hitler does something that would warrant, you know, self-defense. You wouldn't have to execute babies. I mean, because then you're entering into the area of thought crime, convicting
Absolutely.
People before they do things because you think they're going to them.
Well, what about my statement that we should actually just go back to the year 1066 and prevent William the Conqueror from ever leaving Normandy?
Well, if he was, I mean, I don't think you would, I wouldn't advocate stopping him doing something that didn't involve violence or the threat of violence.
Well, all of this is pointless, isn't it?
There's no time machine we can actually use.
But even if there were a time machine, it ignores the nature of humanity, and that is that it's a very, in a lot of ways, destructive nature, and hopefully we can arise past that at some point in the future, evolve past that. But if you kill some, you know, kill off Hitler or William of Normandy, was it?
William the Conqueror from Normandy.
You know, whether you kill Genghis Khan or, who, you know, whatever other horrible historical figure, it's only a matter of time before some other crazed madman rises to power and destroys
All right.
people.
I've got it. We go back to the date of creation and we kill Adam and Eve, and then we don't have to worry about any of the problems.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Stephen in Ohio. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. We've got Tom in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl. You got to listen on the phone. Otherwise, it sounds like you're listening on the radio.
Yep,
and then we have to wait for you to pick up the phone.
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
there
here.
You are.
Sorry. I was, Anyway, I caught your topic tonight. And, you know, I called in the other night basically about the same thing. When is it time for us to actually pick up arms and defend ourselves? And, I know we can't wait until it's too late. I mean, you look at this thing going on in Nevada with Clive Bundy, and I listen to Rush's show, you know, I'm not at all what you guys would consider a conservative. I think I'm conservative, but in my financial ways, but I'm not a conservative Republican at all. I'm like you, Ian. I don't believe in government whatsoever. But, you know, you see this, the Bureau of Land Management has control over more property, more land than Germany, France, and Italy combined. And they have and we don't elect them. Nobody is responsible. I mean, it's crazy. They've got their own army. I mean,
saying? Are you suggesting that people should go and start slaughtering BLM employees?
Well, of course I can't say that. You know, I mean, the bottom line is I think it's time for something besides.
What do you want to see? I mean, what is it that you're, what is your vision, your violent vision?
You know, I used to listen to this guy who's now in prison, and he was on the radio quite a bit. He was
that's a good sign
out there. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. And he's
who
a prince
is that?
Because, pardon me?
Who?
I can't think of his name right now. He was on the radio quite a bit. He was on the internet a lot. He was a really right wing hate guy. Okay, and all he said was that they passed those laws in Chicago, taking the arms away from. I mean, these people in these large cities have no way to protect themselves, and they picked him up for threatening judges. And all he said was they should be killed. He never said to do it. He never said, you know.
Aren't you talking about white supremacist FBI informant Hal Turner?
Yes, I am. And I was very disappointed when I read that, believe me, because I used to listen to him and have at least some moniker of respect.
I mean, this guy was despicable from top to bottom. I mean, just a sick white supremacist a-hole. And I'm sorry to hear that you spent any time listening to that character. And just the fact that he was put in a prison cell because advocating for the killing of judges should show you that violence is probably not going to be a particularly productive solution.
I totally understand that. It's going to be a suicide solution at the best first, for sure. But
what do you think is going to come out of it then? I mean, if you're admitting that it's a suicide run, what's the point?
I said at first. I believe at this point right now, you guys know, or I've said I'm from Germany, okay? I have history there. I'm old enough, and my family has been there for the entire forever. I mean, I'm from Germany, period. I was born there. And when you see over and over, our history has proven that this just keeps happening. Man, if we don't nip it in the bud somehow, I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know what to say.
Violence is your means, even if you're successful for a period of time at, you know, killing off some government bureaucrats and avoiding capture and avoiding being killed in response, which, of course, will happen to most people that try this particular plan. Even if you are successful at killing enough government bureaucrats, you've sown the seeds of the ground, you've sown the seeds of blood into the ground. Your means have been violent, and so the ends will not be anything but violent. The halls of power will still be there. It will still attract corrupt people who seek to control others, who seek power over others. And you're just going to have another violent government in place to replace the one that you've taken out. Violence can't lead to peace, Tom. And good luck with it. Thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I realize that doesn't make the decision any easier, but we're talking.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you'd like, just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. And don't forget that if you love Bitcoins, you really should check out MathGate at mathgate.info. It's a Bitcoin theorem proving treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. Now, I have no idea how you prove a theorem, so I'm not a good prospect for mathgate.info. But if you are a math-oriented person and you know how to do theorems, you can learn some logic, do some math, and you can find Bitcoins. I mean, this is the best math deal ever. Like, you never got Bitcoins for doing math in high school. Boy, can you imagine how much more kids would be interested in doing math if you could get Bitcoins for getting the problems correct?
That's what I was actually going to suggest. Anybody that is homeschooling or unschooling, and you have a high school aged student and they're learning the calculuses, have them go to this. I went to the website and I am pretty good at math, and all of these things were way over my head.
So you got to know your stuff, I guess, but connect to MathGate through Tor, if you want. You can go to mathgate.info, and then you can prove your theorems and find anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for those Bitcoins. So go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. We continue here, and I've got a little bit more about this white supremacist scumbag talk show host, Hal Turner, who we've talked about in the past. It's been a few years, but since he got brought up tonight, might as well inform our listeners a little bit further on who this character is. Also, still to come, four more of the six reasons why somebody who's an author over at libertarianism.org claims that libertarians should dump the non-aggression principle. Let's go first, though, to Abel calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hey, Abel.
Howdy. Can
Welcome.
You hear me all right?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Oh, that's great. You know what? You guys came up with a definition of pollution. I thought it was a bit limited. I actually think that pollution ought to be defined as the actions beyond which human activity, because human activity is part of nature, no?
Sure.
You know, so what humans produce generally should not be considered pollution. We're with our abilities and what have you, our intelligence and our, you know, work ethic and cooperation and whatever, we're able to, you know, often produce things that are not good. And carbon dioxide is not one of them. just to make a point. The fact is that they're, that there are things that you know, where you're pouring poisons into rivers, or you're, you know, which has happened, which has occurred. Almost all of that has occurred in the realm of corporate entities, you know, with the corporate privilege defended by the state. And this whole six things, you know, kind of, so far, the two things that they brought up remind me of statism light. You know, oh, we can't honor the non-aggression principle because, you know, and I'm just thinking, well, you know, the things that has to happen are part of humanity. I say is that we are human first before we're taking on principles. And once we are human, we have a sense of community, a sense of society, an interest in cooperation. You know, we have a whole bunch of things. You know, we're social beings mostly. And so once we've, you know, we agree with that, then we can apply the non-aggression principle and do it judiciously so that we're not retaliating in, you know, wild and drastic ways. I mean, we are not hopefully, creating a society of children. We're creating a society of enlightened adults. I mean, we're not very successful at it so much lately.
Well, what we have now is a society of children, right? I mean, the existing status quo encourages people to stay childlike for as long as possible and ultimately, you know, dumbs down society. The government school system, for instance, is designed to dumb people down.
I think I understand what he's saying. By virtue of the fact that we're human beings, we function mostly based on our rational thought processes. And if that eventually leads to, like, a technological society that we have today, like, we're obviously going to be producing pollution along with all the added benefits of having the modern-day conveniences that we have. And that's not necessarily aggression. That's just a natural consequence of, you know, being productive and prosperous.
Well, I didn't really weigh in earlier when y'all were discussing pollution. My definition of it would be essentially a property encroachment, in that it's an unwanted property encroachment. So whether it's somebody pouring some sort of chemical into a stream that goes through my property, or pushing smoke into the air that's on my property, or just parking an old vehicle on my property that I didn't ask for, I think any of those things would be considered a pollutant if they were unwanted.
What about noise pollution?
That absolutely could be considered an aggression, because, you know, those are actually sound waves that are hitting you, that could be very, very
annoying. And you know, it's been shown that the nature of sound can be destructive. There's no doubt about that.
It can be damaging, not just disruptive. I mean, above a certain decibel level, it can harm you.
I said destructive.
Oh, I'm sorry, misunderstood. So yeah, you can not
but
only
no,
be harmed
I,
by it.
I'm agreeing with everybody here. I think that's great. I think what's being produced by these, and I've only gotten the first two. I was trying to dig up the link for that. I couldn't find it.
Oh, the article Daryl's been reading?
Right.
It has been shared on the Facebooks, the Twitters, the Google Pluses.
Yeah, yes. I'm on Facebook on Free Talk Live, and I would have thought it would have been one of the top
It got shared about an hour and a half ago.
Posted at 7:38. If you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, should take you to the right page. Maybe you're on an imposter Free Talk Live page. Those things might exist. Thanks, Abel, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nathan. He is in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live, also via Skype. Go ahead. Nathan in Texas, going once.
Hey, Ian.
Hello there.
About the article you were reading, after you read the second point, I was pretty sure that this is ripped straight from David Friedman's book, Machinery of Freedom.
I don't think so.
In that book, he talks about a consequentialist presentation of libertarian ideas, and he brings up a lot of these points, like, can the NAP be considered an absolute moral rule? And, you know, what about if I pollute, then do you have to get permission from everyone on the block to, burn your fireplace and, you know, things of that nature. But the difference is that David Friedman, he also admits that he kind of has a moral inclination toward liberty, whereas it kind of sounds like the author of that piece is he's kind of looking for an excuse, like, you know, well, what if in this strange situation it would be okay to hurt people? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read that book, and it wasn't one of my favorites, The Machinery of Freedom. It was pretty dry, pretty boring.
Well, what I liked about it is that he really addresses a lot of these concrete questions, like for example, the chapter on Monopoly and, Robert Barron's and stuff. That really helped me a lot because, you know, I've been exposed to the kind of progressive view of the 19th century.
Very good. Nathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I'd bet anything that the rest of the points on that list are also going to come straight out of that book. So they'll probably be things like, well, what if there was a man who was being, you had to save someone and take them to the hospital, and the only way you could do that was by stealing a car. What then? You know, questions of that sort.
Yeah, I think in a case of something like that, if you're going to aggress against somebody, then you have to be willing to pay the cost. I mean, if you feel like taking this person to the hospital is worth stealing someone's car, then prepare to pay whatever the price of being held responsible for stealing someone's car is. That would be a situation in which you would decide that, and thanks for the call tonight, that it would be worth it to face whatever those consequences might be to save this person's life. They mean that much to you.
And the author of this article does mention David Friedman
as an
exactly once.
All right, we'll come back to the list. Four more to go on this list of six reasons why this guy says that libertarians should reject the non-aggression principle. We'll continue with that, and you can, of course, take control. Hour number three coming up here on Free Talk Live.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.